Thank you so much. Much appreciated. Thank you so much. That will bring us to the end of the subcommittee. Then, now we are resuming as the portfolio committee. We indicated yesterday, the only thing that I need to say upfront, that some of the members, we assume that because the meeting is going to start, it was set for 9:30, then members will join us without partaking to the interview, as we can say. But the most unfortunate part is that the administration didn't even communicate to the other members in terms of the venue. I'm not here to defend them, but I'm just saying that probably because of oversight, but also in future, if it happens this way, which within this term, we must avoid it by all means, that we don't work back to back, because also in terms of arrangements and our working, we just make it happen. I don't know what happened, because she has notified them. No, they were not notified about the venue. The venue has changed from the actual football committee, honor of Maria Branch. The other ones, and I'm just specifically, I'm sorry, only you who are not aware that the venue will be here. The rest of the members, other than the EFF, who left early yesterday. So, also, even herself, also, she has also advised her that the venue has changed. I would like to seriously apologize on behalf of the administration, which is part of our management meeting. So I'm not taking the blame of the administration because I'm not an administrator. But I think it's appropriate just to say it upfront as well to apologize to honorable members. Not member, I don't want to say it out to honorable members. Yes, I want to also to allow members that get to just be made on the state.
Chairperson, my understanding yesterday was, and I asked specifically, does it mean that the portfolio committee of today is cancelled? And I was informed that it was. The second thing is I asked, you know, would members be informed by SMS, and I was also assured of that. I did phone my other two members, Marie and Michelle, this morning to ask, you know, to get. Unfortunately, I could only leave a message for Honorable Marais on his phone. So I eventually informed them that there would not be a portfolio committee today, because that is the information I got. So I'm not sure if we can now go from a subcommittee meeting to a portfolio committee meeting. May I also just add that even the press arrived here this morning looking for the portfolio committee meeting. Yes, we really
need to be able to. Chair, you know, I was coming on the level of professional engagement. That maybe when we are still trying to sort this out, can the officials of the PSC wait in that slum to us? I'm fine, except that I'll be taking lunch while you are still in the meeting.
Honorable, can you just inform me what's happening? As I've said, the message I got yesterday was that the department was informed that today's portfolio committee meeting is cancelled. My members didn't get the message, but I then conveyed the message on my way to Cape Town this morning to them. It now seems as if you want to go from a subcommittee meeting to a portfolio committee meeting. But that is not, and I checked yesterday, I asked, is the portfolio committee meeting tomorrow cancelled? And the answer was, yes, it's cancelled. And now it seems to me it's continuing, which means that two of our members will be marked absent, because I acted on the information that was given to me.
Okay, if I remember, I was telling me yesterday's subcommittee, and I did insist that we are going to continue the subcommittee after interview. convey that message to your good staff, I'm not too sure, but definitely it was not me. What I did after we adjourned on interview, I requested this gentleman here to say, can we, while we are also dealing with the accommodation of the country, can we make sure that members are notified that we continue with the portfolio committee? Simple reason, let me tell you the reason there of why I was saying that. PSC was already in Cape Town. And if you recall, in 2014, where we decided for whatever good use in 2017, we were already within the Cape Town prison, if I may say that. And also, if you are going to be a student in Malaysia, and we were going to be expected to account, we were already there. But even then, when I said we are going to continue, I was not too sure whether both departments, PSC and DPMP, were here. The only department, after we adjourned on our interview, was not around in case of the things we told our department, which was DPMP. So hence, then we are going to be dealing only with Public Service Commission. As to who said that, I'm not too sure, because we also, when you cancel meetings, there are due processes. You would have seen even yesterday during the interview that I had to go personally to the speaker, because also we can't make laws and also we seek to be seen also undermining those laws in terms of processes. Because from the committee point of view, we can agree here, but management has to apply to their administrative in terms of cancelling, because there are also other implications. But from the chairperson's point of view, also I still have to apply through the chairs process. So I wouldn't have done that within all what was taking place and also concentrating on the interview. Hence, I said it very loud to say that after the interview, we will then commence with our portfolio committee. I know that I did also make a commitment in terms of time, also to say that I'll make sure that today we are straight on time. And I think that's what I managed to do. With all what I promised yesterday, I tried not trying to do a question, but towards the occasion that was expected by the members. And I'll request also it doesn't become a dialogue other members that engage. They can't be quiet because they were there yesterday.
So, Chief, you say I must not engage in the dialogue?
No. I'm saying it's fine, but also they shouldn't be quiet as if they're only your food staff that's got an issue. They must also say, so that also when that gets, we agree, it cannot be me and you only agree. I know we have been all through all along, but they are here also. And they were there yesterday when I gave the issue, particularly the other two members. I'm not too sure about the other member from my East area. But if they are not here, we will engage and then we come to a final agreement. So they are not here.
I think most unhappy about what happened yesterday, and we came from worse to worse. I specifically asked yesterday, is the portfolio committee tomorrow morning cancelled? You now deny that, you then confirm that. I also asked whether an SMS to that effect be sent, and the secretary confirmed that such an SMS would be sent. That is the information that I got. The SMS never went out, not to say anything, not to say that the portfolio committee will not start at 9:30, the venue has changed, that you've admitted that there should have been an SMS going out. My question is, what time will the committee meeting meet on Wednesday? You can't just say it will go straight after the interviews, when yesterday we went, we could only deal with half the interviews that were scheduled. Can I ask that we then give a break of half an hour that I can see if I can get hold of my members so they can come and attend this meeting?
I think that's what is fair enough, because I don't want also to be defending myself. But also, I'm saying in terms of your suggestion, it does also, I welcome it because it does give us a position. Please do.
And what is on the agenda of the meeting?
Okay, it's the Public Service Commission on Irregular Appointments, a report on that, which we requested during our interaction with the last quarter, and we requested them to come back to us to report on that, because it seems like it did raise some irregular appointments.
Okay.
That's an only item on the agenda.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. And
what time? Shall we make it half an hour?
Yes. According to my watch, it will be 22.
22 to?
Yes, please.
Until 3 o'clock?
Yes, until 5 to 3.
Okay.
Yes. Thanks so much. Thanks for that. I understand.